Okay, Simon Kufsamach Gimel, Hilchas Mila. Sif Hey, right?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Isha Shemesu Shnei Bnei Machmas Mila. So a woman, we had this in the daf this week, right? Of a woman who both of her sons, or two of her sons, died because of Mila. Shenira ki Amila Chishas Koichem. Seems like the Mila took away their strength. We don't give a bris to the third till he gets strong. Even a woman who has one child, and she has a sister who had the same issue, so I'm worried about genetics. As I gam, so the sisters also don't. They're also not going to give a bris until they get older and they have stronger. So Tinek that's born Ben Ashmashos, or even a little bit before Ben Ashmashos, you have to ask a Shelas Chacham when to do the Mila. Because you don't want to do it a day too early. The Shilas nowadays that we have pretty accurate, times. I mean, back then they didn't really have watches or clocks, so it's hard to know. Nowadays, when we know for sure, so then it's maybe a little different. Fine. I think I remember hearing the David Feinstein 5 minutes before Shkia said the bris has to be the next day. Maybe more than that. I think that's what he said. Zayin, Tinek Shemes Kardim Shanimal. If the baby dies before the bris, Bein Besoich Chesiyam and Bein Ba'achagach, whether it was before 8 days or whether they were waiting. Malanase, they give him a bris by the kever to remove the anger from him. Not really anger, I'm sorry, not anger, shame. So that he shouldn't be buried with an arla because it's a kherpa. You don't make a bracha on the mila. But you give him a name that they should have Rachmanis ben Shemai Yichi b'tchias ames b'yel by day al akir of v'imai, so they should have das to recognize the father and the mother. Meaning, I guess they'll know who to call out for by tchias ames. They usually give names like Rachamim and those type of things. Yeruchim v'mes b'yamtiv. Now they. If it died on Yom Tov, back then they used to bury on Yom Tov. Let's say they forgot to do the bris. If they remember right away that we're not afraid of decay, and the caver will be disgusting, then you have to open the caver and give him bris. But if they didn't remember till a few days after, then they should not open the caver. It's a minig to make a suda. Shekol mitzvah shekula yisro b'simcha. Any mitzvah that klai yisro is mekal b'simcha. Come by mitzvahs mila, dayin ois in b'simcha. They still do it b'simcha. K'siv sasa noich elim rasecha. Tashinan zu mila. Mi she'efshe l'lasi suda haguna. And if it's possible for a person to make a proper suda, mekam mitzvah eino oise, and it's a cheapo, and he doesn't do it, ela b'kofi, u'mini metiku g'dayma. All he does is with coffee and some snacks. Lo yofa, I said that is not proper. Mishem zamnoi zesudas bris mila v'yedei shi'yesh sham anoshim u'ganim b'chuyivu gam hu lelechas. If he gets invited to a bris, right? Everybody knows. Don't invite to a bris. You're informing, right? And he knows there's good people there. He's mechuyiv to go. Meaning, point is, if it's not good people there, then he's not mechuyiv. The meaning is to make a suda with fruits and drinks on Friday night before the meal of Gamzeo Sudas Mitzvah. That's also called a Sudas Mitzvah. He's calling a Shalom Zachar a Sudas Mitzvah. Not everybody agrees that it's called Sudas Mitzvah. Nafkamina being, if a guy made a neder that he's not going to eat a meal, but Sudas Mitzvah he will, and he could eat there. Also Avelim. What they call a Vachnach, the night before the bris. Make a little suda. That does not have a din sudas mitzvah. That is just a minig. Fine. But he doesn't say anything about saying Kriya Shema with the kids and all that stuff. So mitzvah to say, I'll call Ishmi Yisrael sheyifta mikayin es b'noi shu b'chor li'imai b'hei slayim. It's a mitzvah to do a pidyon haben with hei slayim with matpeyas shalano tzorach shiyah kol kach had she b'kulam chamisha loit shlish kesef tzorach. Whatever the amounts were back then. Fine. I have some cipher. V'yochal itin l'kayin afilu shar chafetim shiyu shavim kach. You can even give the kayin other things that are the equivalent. Avaloi karkois, but you can't give land by shtaras or shtaras ulchein ein poiden be banknoten, right? No cash. We're gonna now you can last the suda mitzvah zayis, and the minig is to make a suda for this mitzvah, right? Fine. Beis amar l'kayin echad sheyifta mimenu es benoi asur lachzavei. If he told one kayin that he's gonna be the kayin, you can't change your mind. But if he does go to a different coin, then it's still considered a good pigeon. Can't be by the Bechor until it passes 30 days. On the 31st day, you do the pigeon immediately. Right? Again, a lot of people make this mistake, and they do on the 30th day. It's not. You have to wait the full. Well, it's a machlaikas if you have to wait 29 and a half, or is it 30? But you got to do it right away. But we want to make sure for sure it's 29 and a half days. Sometimes, depending on what time of the day the baby's born, you may wait 29 and a half days and it's still, you may wait 30 days and it's still not 29 and a half. So that's why you want to wait till the 31st day. Paying part of the Shabbos, we yomtiv. There's no pigeon in Shabbos. Yomtiv, but b'cholamayit paidim. But b'cholamayit we do. Now you'll ask us a pigeon, but yom the minig to do a pigeon during the day, not at night. Why is that? Because if you do the pigeon at night, sometimes, like we just mentioned, you can get mixed up with the calculation. So you wait to the day, and many wait till the end of the day. And we come welcome him over yom lamaral for leipadav. The 31st day passed. And there was no pigeon in Aishachol b'Shabbos of Yontov, but Tainus, or it falls on Shabbos Yontov, but Tainus, Yeshiv Tosi, take up a Laila Shalacharav, you should do it immediately in that night. V'loi Yamtin ad L'mocher, L'hashis Mitzvah Yosef, don't wait till the next day to push it off. But there are many that disagree and say the minig is that you do it during the day, so you do it during the day. Fine. Talit, oh, Maisi Lai L'Bachor Kamei Koyin, the father brings the Bachor to the Koyin. We do Yelushu Bechor Peter Rechem Leima Yisraelis, and he lets the Bechor, that the Bechor is a Peter Rechem to the mother, to a Jewish mother, meaning it's the firstborn. And he puts the money in front of the Kohen. This is my son, the Bechor. And then he puts the baby in front of the Kohen. And my boss, Tfei, what would you rather? I mean, would you rather money or would you rather a kid? I want to redeem him. And when the father holds the money in his hand, before he gives to the kohen, he makes the bracha. Then he gives the money to the kohen. Then the kohen takes the money and he puts it on the head of the son. Then he puts his hands on the head of the son. And then the kohen makes the bracha on the wine. If there's no wine, you take any other liquid, but you need to make the pigeon. And if you don't have wine, then you make the pigeon before you wash for the suda. Because during the suda, you don't make a bracha on other liquids. When you have wine, this is a din in wine, not a pigeon, aben. If you have wine, then you make the pigeon after Amaitzi. Right? It's the same things when you with Kiddush, when you make the wine first before the Suda. Right?
Cesarean, no.
What do you say?
Cesarean.
Caesarean, no. Yeah, we just had it in the daf. You don't, this is not, you don't do it with Caesarean. Anyways, so, but you do the pidyon, meaning normally what everybody should do is you want to wash first and then you want to make the pidyon. You don't do the pidyon and then wash. You wash and then you make the pidyon, which is really what we do by siyumim too, right? The siyum, meaning by a chasana and a bris, the suda starts after the mitzvah is done. By pidyon aben, the suda, he was saying, is done. The suda starts first and then the pidyon, right? By a siyum, it seems like we wash first and then we make the pidyon, the siyum. I don't know what the connection is, but that seems to be what we do. Okay, a good vach, a good yar, and have a fine night.
It sounds like you're losing your voice.